Right now, the only beer you can buy in a Utah grocery store or convenience store is 3.2 beer, meaning the beer contains 3.2% alcohol content by weight. For a long time, four other states also limited sales to 3.2, but three of those, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Kansas, recently voted to do away with the restriction, leaving Utah and Minnesota as the only states that require it. So, national distributors such as Anheuser-Busch are phasing out production of Low Point beer due to lack of demand. That's why Senator Jerry Stevenson, a Republican from Layton, said he introduced Senate Bill 132. The bill allows for the more commonly produced beer, which has more alcohol, 4.8% by weight, to be sold outside state-owned liquor stores. Stevenson says it's a matter of consumer choice.
I don't want to see mom and pop C-stores out in, you know, the hinterlands of the state go out of business because they can't get product.
Utah's brewing community seems to have mixed feelings about the bill. The Utah Brewers Guild opposes the bill because it says SB 132 will benefit large national breweries more than local ones. Wasatch Brewery brewmaster and co-chief operating officer John Lee says while it's good to see what he calls progress on state alcohol laws, the extension to 4.8% isn't enough. He says though it would give consumers more choice, it would still hinder access to Wasatch's beers with more than 4.8% alcohol.
Yeah, we'd like to be able to have all the beers that we make, all the beers that we brew, available full-time to anybody in any location, not just through the state liquor stores.
Stevenson says the way this bill is written, there's no adjusting the 4.8 metric. Lee says if the bill passes as is, it's a good step, but there won't be another opportunity to have this debate anytime soon. He pointed to the muscle flex by national retailers and breweries as the motivation for the legislation, and says that local breweries won't have the same impact on the state government.
You know, like the last time the brewers had this chance to talk about alcohol was in 1933. You know, I was definitely not alive at that point, you know, and I will definitely be moved on by the time anybody gets that chance to talk about it ever again.
The Utah Retail Merchants Association spoke in favor of the bill at its committee hearing, along with a representative from Maverick, who said it would improve selection for customers. Many organizations, like the conservative Utah Eagle Forum and Family Policy Resource, spoke against SB 132, saying it would encourage underage drinking. Regardless, it passed out of committee by unanimous vote. Days later, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced its opposition to SB 132, which didn't surprise Stevenson. He says he's not sure how the church's position will sway lawmakers.
They have level of values they teach to, and that's, you know, they're doing exactly what they do all the time. So I think I've expected them, I expected that. The thing that would kill this bill is not enough votes.
The full Senate will vote next on the bill. If it passes, it will then be heard by a House committee. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.